Hello, and welcome to the Live Printing Impressions webinar, Becoming a Media Solutions Provider, Adding Digital Publishing to the Services Mix, sponsored by Bluetoad. I'm Mark Michelson, Editor-in-Chief of Printing Impression and the host of today's event. The proliferation of digital technology means that customer demands for communications are changing and are moving beyond just printed material. In order to ensure that businesses are successful in the future, printers must meet these new needs by becoming media service providers. In this webinar, you'll hear how digital publishing technology can be used in conjunction with print to deliver new services and better results for clients. The topics that will be explored include rates of adoption of tablet and media devices for publications, defining digital publishing, bringing print and digital publishing together, and what to look for in a digital publication software solution. But before we get started, let me point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We'll be addressing select questions during and at the end of the hour, so you can send them in at any time. Please make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can utilize all of the widgets and bells and whistles on this console. And speaking of bells and whistles, please click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all the widgets on the console do and how you can customize your experience today. Here to discuss digital publishing, we have Arianna Valentini. Arianna is a senior research analyst for InfoTrends Digital Marketing and Media Service. In this role, she is responsible for responding to client inquiries, conducting market research and analysis, custom consulting engagements, assistance forecasting market growth, and providing coverage of industry events in relation to the production, software, and workflow market. Arianna's background in marketing and digital publishing includes previous employment at ImTech Graphics as a marketing strategist with a focus on business and consumer marketing campaigns. She has also worked as a marketing and communication consultant for the Academic Support Department at the Rochester Institute of Technology. While at RIT, Arianna was honored with the National College Learning Center Association's Innovative Use of Technology Award for co-developing an educational software application. She graduated from RIT with a Master of Science in Print Media with a focus on digital publishing technology and wide format printing. Arianna also holds a Bachelor of Fine Art in Visual Media from RIT School of Photographic Arts and Sciences. So welcome, Arianna, and take it away.
Great. Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you, everyone, for attending today. I'm very excited to be here and discuss with you the main tips of becoming a media solutions provider and adding digital publishing to a value-added services mix. So before I begin, I thought I'd just kind of give a quick overview of InfoTrends in case anyone on the webinar is unfamiliar with us. InfoTrends is about a 25-year-old market research firm located just outside of Boston. We are focusing in on research that focuses around customer imaging, graphic arts, production printing, and publishing. We have locations all around the world with offices everywhere from London to Tokyo. Given the shift that's occurring within the market today and the greater power that marketers have in purchasing software and kind of influencing channel reach, we have come up with the Digital Marketing and Media Service. And the Digital Marketing and Media Service attracts and analyzes the digital marketing and software publishing software space. So I know Mark kind of gave me a little bit of an introduction, but I always like to connect with the people that I speak with, so please feel free. This is my contact information, just a little bit more of some detail on me. Feel free to tweet at me during the event or email me if you have a question that we don't get to today, or even link in with me on LinkedIn. I'm always happy to connect with end users and customers alike, so please feel free to contact me at any time. As Mark said, I'm based in the United States. However, our director for the service for digital marketing and media is based in the United Kingdom. So before we begin today, I thought I would kind of give a little bit of a lay of the land of kind of the new normal of kind of our world as a whole. We are kind of, you know, really in now a mobile society. About maybe I think 10 years ago, there was a quote out, you know, saying that, you know, mobile would be kind of the most potent form of media that anyone has ever seen in mankind. And when you think about it, you know, mobile's kind of maybe about the seventh shift in mass media that we've seen today. You know, think about print in the 1500s, the recording of sound in the 1900s, cinema in the 1910s, radio from 1920s, TV in the 1950s, and of course, who can forget about the internet boom in the 90s? So really, you know, mobile was really kind of destined as a way to kind of merge and bring all of these different other media forms together and really converge communications. As we fast forward today, it's kind of clear that, you know, mobile is a lot more than just the seventh mass media. It has unique attributes that really allow us as print service providers or marketers to really link all other different types of media that went before it. So kind of at one level, mobile is really truly the center of our multi-screen world when you think about it. We have a smartphone, we have a tablet, we have a PC, we have a game console, but there's really only one piece that we truly carry around with us a lot, and that is our mobile device. Mobile really does blur the boundaries and bridges the gap between you know, both our physical and digital world. So mobile is kind of this new model, or rather this new has this new expanded role that allows for more immersive experiences. It paves the way for marketing approaches and opens more opportunities for brands and marketers to influence and become engaged with consumers in every step of their daily journey. So in this webinar, I really kind of want to look at how you as a print service provider can participate in this transformation of media and how your company can kind of benefit and profit by introducing digital publishing technology as a way to become a media service provider. So when we think about everyday use of mobile, we are very interconnected with our phones. Mobile is our constant, it's our personal companion. And, you know, when we think about it, people really depend on their mobile phones to manage their lives today. We use it to interact with our companies, to conduct commerce, to transfer money. So from researching products to conducting transactions and sharing product reviews, people rely on their mobile devices to get advice, to make decisions, to decide what they're going to do next in their day. And if our addiction wasn't clear enough, the average person looks at their mobile phone 150 times per day, and if you convert that into time, it's actually 6.5 minutes of every day. So you really have 150 times a day to kind of interact and engage consumers on a different level. So when we kind of look at, you know, the way that mobile is influencing or affecting the communications in the publishing space, we really see that among all age ranges, people are really looking at kind of taking things that were traditionally printed and viewing them on a mobile or tablet device. So this includes looking at e-books, purchasing digital magazines or subscribing to digital magazines, looking at newsstands and newspapers. So we also kind of have to remember that this is also going to be a generational shift. So those who are kind of up and coming within the workforce are going to be engaging with digital media as a consumer and probably bringing that into their enterprise or future jobs as well. And I think it's important to note that this is not just a consumer-based trend. So if we look at the enterprise market, we see that over 90% of enterprises are moving towards electronic documentation. And what this means is that now publications such as annual reports, brochures, and other corporate documentation is moving away from print business to digital. And the drivers are kind of threefold for this, if we think about it. You know, one of it is cost savings. People kind of have this assumption that going digital is going to save them money as well as going green. I mean, we could argue about that, the points of this, but this is generally kind of the consensus that people within the enterprise are feeding back us as a research firm. And also, they're looking for faster turnaround times. So up-to-date communications and things that are ready with, you know, the immediate information that can be accessed readily, this is something that's becoming more and more popular. So that need for personalized communication also across the enterprise is also really driving that conversion. And, as a result, we're seeing mandates for accelerating digital kind of coming down from the CEO or high enterprise level, C-level directorial. So I know that, for us as print service providers, oftentimes, going through the digital shift ourselves with digital printing or moving to web to print, there was that kind of challenge of needing, a new audience or using our new services and tools to kind of reach our audience. And when you think about it, our enterprise clients are also kind of going through this too. And what's happening is that they're actually dealing with what I like to call the fragmented audience challenge. And this is happening more often than you probably think. So if we think about, maybe about 10 or 5 years ago, there was this traditional model in which we had an enterprise had one piece of content. They published this to maybe the web or just made it a printed piece. And because there was only one way to access the content, the content had a broad reach and was really able to reach across many different people and walks of life. However, if we flash forward to today, we have a newer and more complex publishing model. And what this means is that people are now having, companies rather, are now having to compete for the attention of their audience because audiences can now choose how they receive their media. And in addition to this, companies now have to publish to several different channels. So if you think about it, your customers are probably publishing to print, to mobile, to the web. They're probably making videos. They have social media channels. So when you think about it, there's more and more content. It's a fragmented audience, and there's also this huge competition for their end customers' attention. So in order to kind of assist them with this, they're really looking for partners that kind of can answer and embrace what the new model requires. And what the new model of publishing really requires is that content needs to be smart, it needs to be personalized and channel agnostic so that it can travel throughout many media and devices in order to reach its intended goal. Also, when we look at publishing, publishing and distribution also changes in this new model. So now we are required to have automation, to have contextual targeting of assets, insights into consumer preferences. Do they want to receive something on their mobile phone? Would they prefer it in print? And also, we also have to think about the distribution via the right channels. So ensuring that something that was intended for print doesn't accidentally show up on a mobile device. And finally, with that, we also have to think about the interactivity. So what this means is providing the customers the rich and consistent experience that they want to continue to interact with the pieces that they receive. And this isn't just digital. This is also print as well. And as a result of this, kind of answering these calls and assisting your customers with this new model, your customer will see an overall higher customer satisfaction, more brand consistency and value, better regulatory compliance throughout their organization, a faster time to market, and ultimately a happier and more loyal customer that contributes to higher sales.
So, Arianna, but when you look at enterprises moving to digital publishing, where do you see the greatest challenges? Do you think it's workflow, data, the workflows, workforce? Where do you see the challenge?
That's a good question. So I think it's kind of across the board. I would say that when you think about digital publishing, this is something that marketers within these companies are just looking at for the first time. So they're really asking themselves a lot of questions on where they should go with this, if they should have a partner, how they should bring it in-house. And if they're bringing it in-house, looking at really who's going to control that, what is the workflow going to be. So I would say probably the greatest pains are going to be their workflow because they're going to have to be managing more and more content and more device channels. But I do think that, you know, if they find a valuable partner, some of these things are significantly lessened. So, you know, in the case of workflow or workforce, rather, you know, if they have a decent partner or a media service provider partner that can really offer them some value, I think a lot of these challenges are eased quite a bit.
Great.
So if we move on, and we look at, you know, kind of the requirements and what people expect today. So, you know, if we look at what consumers are expecting to see from their digital publications, there's this also added component. So not only do people have to push out to all these multiple channels, but in addition to that, they also have to kind of, publishers have to kind of answer this, you know, requirements of digital publishing. So, you know, consumers expect certain things when they look at digital documentation. They expect to see navigation. They expect it to be searchable. They expect it to have an interface that is visually pleasing, that's easy to use. And these are some of the key ways in which there's kind of an ability for you as a media service provider or a print service provider to improve or develop digital publications for your clients that kind of answer these basic needs that have to happen throughout the digital publication process. And not only do enterprises kind of have to figure out this new model so that we had talked about in the slide before, but they also kind of have to figure out how to optimize the experience. So you can kind of play a role in that as well.
But with that said, I mean, where do you see the greatest opportunity from an application standpoint for digital publishing?
I think application standpoint, you know, you really want to look at what you're doing today and if there's anything you see that could be ripe for conversion. I think within the enterprise level, we've actually been seeing a lot more focus towards turning sales enablement tools, such as brochures and things like that, turning those into something that is more digital, more interactive, or can enhance a printed piece, and also within training materials as well. So we're going to see more and more training materials moving to digital-based publications just simply because, you know, there's that element of interactivity that can be provided if you're training someone on a machine or some sort of device.
That's where things like augmented reality and, you know, some of the other developments can come into play as well.
Right, exactly. And those are things that, as far as like augmented reality goes, I haven't seen many digital publishing software vendors offer that as a component yet. However, you know, as you see, like I said, like something like a training material or sales enablement tool becoming more popular in digital publications, I think that augmented reality is somewhere where we're really going to see an explosion of use cases for that within digital publications. Any other questions?
No.
Okay, great. So what does digital publishing do at the end of the day? Digital publishing is actually one of the key ways in which print service providers can really assist their clients in reaching their new kind of fragmented audience by offering rich media experiences that can span their devices. And I also want to make sure before I move on that this doesn't mean that you're necessarily getting rid of your print altogether. This also means that you're enhancing the things that you're already offering to your clients. So kind of touched a little bit on the applications, but just keep in mind that digital publishing, don't think that it's just magazines or books. It can also be surveys. It can be reports, customer communications, manuals, newsletters, reference materials, corporate communications. I really like to say that the only thing that can really limit you in terms of what you can do with digital publishing is kind of your imagination in a sense. You know, I've seen some really great incorporations of using special offers, of coupons. So there's really a vast way to really expand experiences by adding digital publishing. So I guess before I kind of get into a little bit more of, you know, how to apply it, what's the, you know, kind of if you're looking to invest in it, what's the sales cycle for it. I really want to talk about why you should invest in digital publishing software. So now that we've seen kind of a little bit of the value, what your clients are looking for, their challenges, let's look a little bit deeper at the investment. So digital publishing is all about taking the next step from being a print service provider to a media service provider. In today's market, there is a need to show more value to clients, and digital publishing can offer that by bringing you and your clients closer together, resulting in them having a deeper relationship with you and seeing you as a partner. And it's also important to note that when we talk about bringing this service to clients, you may not be talking to the same person that you're selling print to. It might be someone else. So you might be speaking now to a marketing person rather than your typical contact footprint. But this is actually going to be to your advantage because what you're allowing yourself to do is become an expert in the eye of your clients by showing them that you're up on this new technology. This is something that marketers are just beginning to think of so that when they do look for more things to move for digital conversion, you're actually kind of there first in a sense. And it also allows you to become more ingrained within the organization. So just like the enterprise-level market, InfoTrans has seen an increase in digital publishing services among print service providers at a commercial and corporate level. And by corporate, I mean implant level. We see that those that do not offer digital publishing today are still seeing demand for the service. And those that are kind of in this top bracket here that are saying that they're seeing no demand, I honestly believe that they're not yet having this discussion with their customers or their customers haven't really come to them with this concern. So I think that when we look at, you know, the fact that 90% of enterprises are looking to migrate their documentation to digital, that the conversion is only imminent. So I really encourage those of you that have not yet looked at this technology to kind of reevaluate. And also, InfoTrans kind of estimates that digital publication demand will increase within the next 2 years, and that more print service providers, especially within the commercial space, will invest in the technology.
What do you think about the awareness level of digital publishing when it comes to marketers?
I think that marketers are just beginning to look at this. I recently had a conference that I went to that I just came back from this week, and a lot of questions. I had a chance to sit in on a session around digital publishing, and I had someone that was from a marketing department of kind of a very well-established enterprise, and he was saying that, you know, for them, this is kind of the next step in their digital channel outreach, so that they're really looking for digital publishing as a new service or a new tool to communicate with customers. So I think it's just ramping up for marketers, even though this technology for us in this, you know, in the print space kind of has been around for a while. This is just now catching on with those people. So, and I actually think this is kind of a good question to lead into this slide. You know, when we look at implants, the rate of adoption is digital publishing technology within implants is extremely high. And I think part of this is because they're so close to their enterprise-level customer. So what's happening is that, you know, because they have a closer client relationship at the end of the day, they're really looking to add value-added services that can really enhance their business, not necessarily just, like, eliminate, you know, their printed functionality altogether. Also with that, kind of the other thing that we're seeing cropping up in digital publishing is e-commerce. So as you can see, the implants here are really looking at e-commerce as well and digital marketing. So I think that digital publishing really offers a nice gateway into all of these other services that we as print service providers often have a conversation around. So this is just kind of a look at, you know, kind of more the implant level view of things. However, if we look at commercial, we see that, you know, there's a heavier investment on marketing software technology. And from personal experience coming from this, it is a very, very difficult move to make to become a marketing service provider. However, doing something with digital publishing technology, which is kind of a key element to all of the other things, including marketing, including social media and e-commerce, is kind of a really great way to enter the market and approach your clients with something that they can already kind of understand and make that connection with you. They know that you do their publications, so why not offer an enhanced version of their digital publications. And in addition to kind of these comments, I just want to note that InfoTrends has noticed a recent trend of an expanded emphasis of e-commerce and social media within digital publishing. So I think that this makes it a very formidable investment, because if you can start out with digital publishing, it's, you know, kind of the next leap might be e-commerce or marketing. So what does this kind of all mean for us? It's estimated in just 3 years there's going to be over 1 billion tablets in use globally, and I would say that maybe this is even out of date as I speak, because, I mean, just the proliferation of tablets and mobile devices has just exploded. And enterprises kind of really are having to adapt to this changing consumption and technology patterns of their end customers. So people like chief innovation officers, CMOs, CTOs, they all kind of face the dilemma that, you know, they have content ready for consumption, but they want to make sure that it's consumed through the devices that that their end user employs, and kind of have the ability to kind of answer that need. And I think, you know, I would say that if you're looking to invest in this, really look at it as a value add to a profit service. So, you know, what it really does for you is it protects your existing print revenue, because you're becoming a full-service provider, and you can work with your clients to kind of enhance your printed pieces through digital publications. In addition, it adds a new product offering for you to communicate with your clients and, again, kind of get into that door of, you know, maybe a marketing department or, you know, operations department that maybe you haven't had a chance to get into with your own clients. And finally, it also provides a high margin once it is established as a service, a for-profit service, and an ongoing revenue stream. Because if you think about it, you know, if you're doing sales enablement, sales materials always change. So you're always going to have to be constantly updating that, and that's something you can charge for as well.
We had a couple questions. If you could just go back to slide 19 for a second.
Oh, sure.
One of the listeners wanted to know that if the data would be different if, for, say, Asia, I assume this is for the U.S. market?
Yes. Yep. This is okay. Done in the U.S. Yep. Every year we do a U.S. Production Software Investment Outlook study, so this is all U.S. based.
Well, given that some of the biggest economies in the world are in Asia, do you think that the diagrams would look a lot different? I know you didn't do a study on Asia, but just...
Yeah. I think that if you look, it depends on what part of Asia, to be honest. I think that if you look at some place like Japan, they're just, even as technology is as far advanced as they are, they're still picking this up a little bit just now. So we're seeing kind of more activity in Japan, New Zealand, and Australia, if you're looking at kind of like the Asia Pac as a whole. China, I've seen in India, I've seen some echoes of this. Just from, you know, kind of anecdotally speaking with people from these countries. But I would say that there isn't much of a brand presence as far as I know for, like, vendors. I mean, I could double check, but it just doesn't seem like there's many digital publishing software vendors that seem to be in this space right now within those regions. But I would have to kind of go back and double check that, because without, right. You know, just anecdotally that's what I have, but... I would be afraid to kind of give a firm number on that without having some hard numbers.
Right. Understood. Okay.
Any other questions?
No, I think so. I think we're okay. I think you were a couple slides ahead.
Great. So I think kind of just to kind of sum up on this, you know, section here, you know, when we're looking at the fact that tablets are just exploding and that, you know, by 2017 there is this prediction that there's going to be 1 billion tablets and mobile devices out there, and that 94% of businesses are transitioning documentation to electronic format. I think that looking at digital publishing is kind of the next logical step for many of us. And then also to kind of remember that, you know, your customers are facing the kind of the same issues you are. They're trying to maintain revenues while reaching their customers via new ways and channels, and that includes mobile devices and online. So I think some questions just to kind of think about, you know, when you're looking to move this forward is, you know, how do you want to help your customers reach their audience beyond print? And then also when you're looking at kind of, you know, how you want to do it, do you want to do something very simple where you're just looking at, you know, introducing a PDF? Or is it something where, you know, you want to do like full-on mobile app development or something like that? So those are some questions just to kind of keep in your mind as you look into this this technology and also kind of moving out of this section here.
You know, I've read that iPad sales are sinking somewhat, and you know, whereas mobile devices just keep growing. I guess it really doesn't matter in terms of you know, from a digital publishing standpoint, whether people are, you know, viewing it on iPad or a smartphone. But with that said, do you think it makes a difference the fact, you know, the smartphone is a smaller device in terms of the
Yes, it does. It does change the functionality a little bit. So I would say I consider, like, if you're thinking, like, I don't know how to word it best, but maybe like premium and then like, you know, general. So I would say the premium experience for digital publications is on an iPad, just because you have that size, you have the ability to, you know, play video, you can really see a lot on the screen, and maybe that maybe more general or less type of premium idea would be on a mobile phone. And I think we also have to keep in mind, you know, most people are reading their phones vertically, so that would change a little bit the navigation, because I don't know if you'd want to have someone move through a publication horizontally. It might be kind of against kind of their normal UI experience with their phone. However, you know, that said, I think that while the iPad sales are going down, we need to kind of look at, you know, what other tablets are out there, and also kind of this introduction of a tablet. So something like the Microsoft Surface, you know, things that are kind of bridging the gap too. Also kind of, they're newer devices, but they are also a very good, you know, device for digital publication as well.
Right.
So,
and if you look at like the iPhone 6 Plus, you know, the phones are getting bigger. There's obviously an audience for that.
Right. There's a joke that, you know, eventually you won't need two back pockets. You'll need one to fit your entire phone. You know, I think that, you know, with the mobile devices getting bigger and more people using them to read, I think you'll definitely see a pickup in maybe digital publishing within mobile. But, again, I consider the tablet kind of your premium experience. So, you know, since there's a lot of information on digital publishing, I thought that, you know, in terminology, I thought that it would be a good idea to kind of really look and define what is digital publishing technology and what kind of that investment looks like. So this section is kind of being my attempt to kind of lend some clarity to the discussion of digital publishing and kind of what it means for business. So digital publishing at InfoTrends, we define it as using electronic publishing software to create dynamic cross-media experiences across different devices and channels. And with that said, I would say that there's approximately four main aspects of digital publishing. So there's digital edition, mobile apps, document management, and websites. And I will explain each one, so do not fear.
Speaking of mobile apps, so which type do you think is better, a native app or a web app?
I think, honestly, it really depends on what your client wants to do with it. If you think about a native app, it's really developed for, like, a specific device. So, you know, and it's being published to, like, an app marketplace. So it tends to be a little more faster and effective in terms of, you know, getting out information and updates. However, it is more expensive to develop, so, or also requires a little bit heavier of a skill set. So that's something to consider with a native app. With the web app, that's a little bit more internet-enabled, so someone could access it via a browser. And, you know, with a web app, you're not taking advantage of kind of the phone's hardware. So in a web app, you're not going to be able to use the camera or sensors or those sort of things. So I would say it's really important to kind of have that discussion with your client on what type of app they want to do and what they want to get out of the app. Make sense?
Yep.
And so just kind of to give a little bit of an overview of the different types. So as far as digital editions go, digital editions are typically publications that are delivered in electronic format, but they tend to be structured almost exactly like the printed edition. So they don't necessarily have a lot of interactivity. I mean, I've seen some of the videos, linkable advertisements, but generally, you know, if you looked at, you know, like Vanity Fair in print and Vanity Fair in a digital edition, typically it's going to be the same, kind of the same layout, same feel. However, kind of going back to that discussion about native versus web apps, mobile apps are a little bit different because they're digital publications that are delivered in an electronic form that's actually optimized for the mobile device. So this means that it deviates from the printed document. It might have special content that can only be accessed via the mobile app. So a good example of this is Real Simple magazine. You can tell what my passion is when I'm not at Info Trends. I love to cook. So I have subscribed to the Real Simple mobile app. And what it does is it gives me recipes that are exclusively available through the mobile app. However, if I buy the printed publication and subscribe to the printed publication, I then get supplemental recipes delivered to my app every month. So this is kind of mobile apps are kind of taking it one step further than a digital edition would. Also being used for digital publications is document management. So when we're thinking about an enterprise, maybe in healthcare or financial, they're really looking for the ability to kind of track files, repurpose content for digital publication, and kind of be able to have it move across several different channels. So digital publication can also be used for this. And I see this picking up. This isn't so common, but I do see this picking up. And also we have websites. So we have websites that are kind of optimized for mobile devices that are accessible through digital publications. So, for example, maybe you're reading a digital publication and you click on an advertisement and it brings you to a website that was just developed to kind of show the product or something through the mobile app. So when we talk about, digital publications, I think the kind of the number one question I get from, people who are looking to invest in this type of software is really how does the distribution happen? So distribution can happen in several different ways. You can do it directly through a company's website. So you can have it so that it's like, you know, you click in right into the magazine or publication and you can view it. I have down here on the left, bottom left of my screen is called Matchbook Magazine. Matchbook Magazine allows you to read their website, or rather their publication right within their browser. You can also do it through external app stores such as Google or Apple, Amazon as well. With those, you just kind of want to keep in mind that any app that has to travel through these channels also has to get approved by Apple or Google's requirements. This, though, is typically done in partnership with your digital publication software vendor. So that's something you want to look at when you're looking for digital software or digital publication software, rather, is you want to kind of ask, how if someone wants kind of a native app build, if how the publication or the approval process will be handled. You can also do some enterprises, if it's a sales enablement thing, you don't want it just for sale on 99 cents on the Apple Store. So you're actually looking for something that is done internally. So some enterprises actually have internal app stores or publication portals where digital publications can be accessed. In addition to that, there's also email messaging and social media as well. You really want to have a conversation with your customer on the distribution channel because that kind of determines the type of approval process that the publication will go through and also affects timelines as well. Great. So I just kind of put this slide in here just to kind of show how we see digital publishing, from the DMM side. For the DMM side, this is from our market forecast. We are anticipating a 25% increase from 2014 to 2019 with digital publication revenues worldwide. So this is a service that's only going to continue to grow, and I think that it's an important one to get involved in now. So just some important trends to remember before I move into kind of the next section, and that is digital publishing is really enabling enterprises to migrate sales and training and other traditional print applications to digital, but I also would say also allowing, the ability to enhance them as well. I didn't really touch on this too much, but I do want to mention I am seeing a little bit more of gamification. So I know that Bluetooth, our sponsor, has a customer that allows their readers to play a special game, and if they complete the game, they actually have more access to content within the digital publication. So I think things like that, you're going to see a little bit more in digital publications as people demand more interactivity. Also, e-commerce. So incorporation into digital publications, the ability to kind of shop in app is something that I think we'll see a continued growth in. And finally, coupons or promotional offers or special content that can actually only be found via subscription to digital content or accessed through maybe having the print magazine and then downloading the digital publication. So what does it mean to bring all of these things together? So really bringing print and digital publishing services together. So there are kind of three important things that you really want to look at when looking to introduce digital publishing as a service. So the first thing is you want to look to your clients. I think the best way to go about this is actually to look at and see if you have any willing clients that are kind of going to let you allow them to be your guinea pig, and try out a couple publications on them, show the value out of it, because once you have one successful client, it's much easier to go out and leverage the technology and to show what you can do with it as a service provider. Also, if you have any enterprise clients with a high volume of documents, maybe just inquire about, how are they managing their documents? If they're looking to kind of enhance their documents with some sort of digital media, it might be a good chance to kind of reach out and kind of provide some document management or digital edition support. With that, kind of looking at applications that are ripe for conversions, I keep kind of mentioning these sales enablement tools or training materials, but, are there any sorts of things like that you're working on today that maybe, you can kind of help them enhance digitally and help supplement the printed offerings? In addition to that, you really want to think about maybe adding new resources. So I think one of the things to really think about is if you're thinking about buying digital publishing software and kind of offering this, is it going to be a new service or is it going to be something that you're going to have a team internally that you already know can handle this type of activity do? And if you're doing something where, you're doing a digital edition that is kind of basically a PDF conversion, what is the effect on prepress? Will prepress be able to do it? And then also, do you have kind of internal buy-in from not only, the people that might be working on it, but also your sales team? And I think that, with that, I think sales is very critical in getting them on board and understanding what the service means. We often recommend that you really have one salesperson that is your subject matter expert for a new service such as this. And this can be not just digital publishing, but marketing services as well. I mean, you really want to have someone that's a subject matter expert that can help educate your sales force and your clients and really be a reference internally for the technology. And then also, as I kind of mentioned before, you want to make sure that you're talking with the right people. So, the person that you're having your print buying conversations with may not be the person you need to speak with for digital publishing. So that's something to just keep in mind. And then finally, you really want to be able to
just running back a second. What do you see as the big, you know, going back to the print service provider? What have you seen as the biggest struggle among print service providers as they're trying to, you know, sell the digital publishing concept to, you know, to potential clients?
I think that it is a mixture of just buying the software and not really working with the clients that might allow you to kind of do some sort of trial so that you don't really have any examples, you know, of your own work internally. I also think probably the biggest challenge, and I've seen this a lot, you know, across the board, is really having sales understand it. So, you know, when the vendor comes in, if you decide to buy digital publishing software, you really want to hone in on a couple key salespeople that can really assist you in, you know, becoming a subject matter expert for the rest of the sales force, because I'm sure everyone's experienced with this. You know, if your sales guys don't buy into it, they're not going to sell it, right? So I think that that's one of the big things to focus on, is really make sure that your sales staff is excited about it, that they understand what they're selling, and that you have clients that are kind of willing to work with you as you kind of develop the service.
It's a little bit akin to, you know, printers that are trying to sell variable data, you know, that are in digital printing, you know,
right,
getting
right,
the buy-in from the sales staff and somebody to kind of lead the charge.
And it is new, and, you know, I think I've seen some sales people in the past, you know, they think that this is like going to take away their print commissions. But I think if you operate it and go about it from the fact that, you know, it's really allowing them to kind of enhance what they're already selling, and it allows you as a business to get your foot in the door initially before anyone else, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to be seeing more revenue because, you know, you're kind of an innovator in this space rather than someone that is outside of it. So I'm just going to continue on. I see that we are kind of going a little short on time, so I just want to quickly go through a couple other slides. So as far as, you know, you really want to look for established partners. As I said before, you know, if there's an ad agency or some sort of communications or marketing firm that you work with often, ask them if they're doing digital publishing. Why not work with them together? And then also looking at, you know, if your software provider is going to be a good vendor and a good partner for you, someone that you can really have a discourse with and speak with if you have any concerns. So this slide, I'm just going to say quickly, these are just some other things to consider, you know, as far as thinking about workflow, you know, thinking about your pre-press, how you're going to handle maybe color management or repurposing of the PDF. Looking at, you know, when you're thinking about web enablement in workflow, you know, how are you going to have developers work with you? How are you going to incorporate rich media? And looking at, you know, ways in which your organization, if you are going to do the kind of the tracking and analytics for your customers, kind of looking at that as well. So really diving in to those things as well and kind of considering this. So this is for a little bit further down the sales process, so, but I thought it would be important to just kind of include this and have it in your mind. So as far as communicating and connecting with your clients, I think that the sell really needs to focus on four different things. You really need to sell the fact that digital publishing allows for consistency and brand management across all channels, that consumer data, such as, you know, reader engagement and page views and click-throughs, are all things that they can benefit from when they use digital publications. Looking at customer preference management, so, you know, you now can provide their clients with their preferred file format, so whether it's print or digital, and then also looking at the management of their documents as a whole. So, you know, kind of improving the management of digital files across the entire company and tracking of those documents. And I have a couple of examples here. These are from Bluetoad, our sponsor today. So just talking about that preference management, Variety Magazine actually has about 50,000 subscribers. They're all in the entertainment industry, and, you know, they can be in their homes in California one week and out on a set the next. So what they are doing as far as digital publishing is they're allowing for subscription optimization or kind of, you know, content delivery choices. So if someone's out, you know, on a movie set, they can have their digital subscription to Variety delivered to them via their mobile phone. Or if they're home in, you know, California or wherever they live when they're not in the entertainment industry working, they actually receive print delivery. So this can actually be applied across financial, healthcare, anywhere that you see a lot of delivery of, you know, content to consumers. And then also with that, kind of going back into that e-commerce example, we also see this company called Modern Luxury, and this is another Buto client that publishes both local and national magazines, and they have delivery methods of online, print, and mobile, but probably the most unique thing about this magazine is that you can actually shop within the magazine. So people can click on the ads, and they're directed right into the, a store and have the ability to purchase within within the publication. So I'm just going to kind of pass over this, but just again, like, you know, some more examples, really looking at preference management as a capability or an example of some more value add, integration of multiple channels, so healthcare, insurance, or documents, and then also increasing engagement with a client base using kind of digital content as a way to reach new audiences that might not necessarily have known about the print, but now want to interact with the print and the digital. So this is probably one of the most important sections of our talk today, and that is what to look for when investing. So what do you want to look for when you're looking to buy digital publishing software? The first thing is that you really want to find solutions that allow you to do workflow that can easily be merged into your print workflow, especially if you're doing digital editions, which is something that, you know, involves repurposing that same print PDF. So that's something to really consider is how digital publishing will affect the workflow and will that vendor, technology vendor, work with you on that. Also, it's important to talk to your pre-press operators, as I said before. Is it a solution they can take over? And also, how would it best fit into their day-to-day operations? You also kind of want to find vendors with experience or case studies working with commercial printers or implant service providers so that they can really support your efforts. They can allow you to give feedback and kind of encourage, you know, business development and really look at their quality of support and kind of the strategy for implementation of this technology. In addition to this, you want to look for solutions that can also provide your clients with actionable data. So I think a real key thing, especially when you're talking to a marketer, they want to know about their analytics, and they want to know how they're going to have their, you know, their end user tracked. So the ability to provide analytics, reader tracking, social media tracking, and publishing is really critical when looking at a digital publishing solution. Also, since we were talking about it before, you know, mobile is becoming so important. So the solution should allow for native app builds. It should also allow for some APIs that allow for these app builds and also allow for device-centric formatting so that, you know, you're not just pushing out a general mobile app that falls apart when it reaches an Android phone versus, you know, an Apple iOS. In addition to that, you want to make sure that they're providing you with publication management tools that allow you to kind of connect free and paid media, so like social media and maybe an in-app purchase. You want to be able to kind of have these capabilities to offer to your clients. And I think finally, one of the most important things is that you really want to look at the quality of the support. You know, if you don't have a vendor that's not a partner with you, that can be a real struggle because you're stuck with a big investment that you can't yet move on or develop further. So you really want to make sure that, you know, your partner has a very good reputation for quality support and is able to work with you on business development as well. So what's the plunge like? So it varies, I will say this. It varies on what type of solution you're looking for. However, the initial investment typically involves two things. So it involves the purchase of the software, and it also involves monthly maintenance depending on how it's installed. So the e-publishing, digital publishing software is that kind of that first investment. But Depending on how you implement it, whether it's on cloud or on-premise, it might change your cost a little bit. So you might have some hardware costs. If it's on-prem, you might have licensing fees. If it's in the cloud, you might have a monthly maintenance fee, usually if it's on cloud. So these are just kind of things to kind of think about as you're looking for software and kind of what that initial investment is going to look like. I will say that bringing this in as a value-added service is a great way to grow it. I wouldn't bring it in with the intention of just making this service that's going to make a lot of money right away. What you really want to do is really look at, you know, kind of expanding on your original business model. So maybe initially you want to charge, if you're doing like a digital edition, a cost by page, or providing other services such as app development, hosting, tracking, launch, rich media, advertising, direct mail pieces that sync in with digital publications. So by adding kind of these other services that you'll get kind of with the ability of having digital publishing software, I think that's really the best way to kind of grow that into a full-on service. Any questions on that?
No.
Okay. And then also when we're looking at kind of translating this into revenue, what does this look like? So the first thing you want to think about is maybe this example is a good way to kind of get an idea of how you can kind of translate things into revenue. So, you know, say you have a 20-page document. Your customer has three videos that they want in there. They want a new mobile app. They want it on iOS, which is the Apple operating system, and Android, and they want this published quarterly. You can charge for all of these things. So you can charge for the conversion of the PDF. You can charge for the implementation of the videos, the mobile app development. If you have a developer you want to work with, you can, you know, charge for that. You can charge by operating system. And if it's published quarterly, maybe there's a little bit of a fee associated once it's set up, you know, for that. So it really is something that, you know, you kind of have to think a little bit outside of the box in terms of the revenue, but it is possible. And as you can see, like, you know, this can truly add up. And also kind of the results of this is that, you know, now you're coming in contact. So you have video, you have the app, you have maybe some marketing spin. By adding all of these elements, you're becoming more and more ingrained in the customer's applications and in the organization as well. So by offering this rich media content, you're really becoming an expert in how to deliver it and moving from being just a print service provider to a media service. So kind of the conclusion. So what are the benefits? I'd just like to recap here. So basically, the benefits of digital publishing is the ability to really increase profits. You're gaining a competitive advantage because this is something that marketers are just beginning to look into. So you're having that conversation with your clients, being seen as an innovator. You're enhancing work that you do already. If you already have the PDF or you already have the digital files, why not take it a step further and offer another channel? You also provide better document functionality, tracking. You're giving our clients that analytics that they're always looking for and information on their customers. And you're also creating an engaging customer experience at the end of the day that is kind of like something that they've never probably seen from this organization or your customers before. And as far as InfoTrends recommendations, I think that, you know, moving forward, I think we as print service providers really need to invest in technology that enables rich and consistent media experiences for our customers, not just across print, but all different types of media. And with that, I mean, I know that while your print probably remains a large share of your profits in your business, I think that we really need to consider the growing use of digital devices by customers and invest in workflows and solutions that allow for better dexterity when you're shifting towards this digital marketplace. And we have consistently seen, you know, through our research that print service providers that have a more diversified set of capabilities are just generally better positioned to manage changing media marketplaces. So if you're offering digital publications now, you're really allowing yourself to kind of go further into like kind of the next media shift. And that's it for me. So I don't know if there's any other questions.
Okay, well, we're running out of time, but let me ask one question real quick that came in. What are the ways we can track engagement digitally and offline using digital publishing?
Great question. So there's a couple of different ways you can do it. I mean, you can offer, you can have even like a start with a direct mail piece that maybe leads somebody to a digital publication so that you know that when they're downloading, that direct mail piece, they came from, when they download the app, that they came from the printed piece. You can also have something where, maybe the digital publication leads to a print piece, so that way you know that if that person is picking up or setting off a trigger for the printed piece, they came from the app. So there's different ways of doing it. And again, usually a lot of times, if you're working with a marketing department, they kind of already have an idea on how they want to do this. But these are just kind of some ideas to kind of have at the ready when you're having that conversation of offline and online channel.
Great. Well, it looks like we're just about out of time today. And Arianna, it's a great job and a very comprehensive presentation. So we thank you. On behalf of Printing Impressions and Blue Toad, I wanted to thank you for attending today's webinar. Be sure to check out our webinar page to get information on all our archived and upcoming webinars. If you would take a minute to fill out a brief feedback survey that will appear on your screen next, we would be most grateful. Your feedback will influence the webinars we bring to you in the future. So I hope to see you at the next Printing Impressions webinar, and thanks for listening in today.